Hey, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm here with my friend and colleague, Samara Schulman, and we are going to talk about a very hot topic, a topic that is constantly in a state of evolution, and that is our cyber workforce, our security workforce, and unleashing America's cyber talent, quote unquote. So we're going to jump right in. Samara, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm excited to talk about this topic. It's something you and I, and a lot of these weekly conversations we have, it comes back to the workforce, not just the technology component. But this article, this briefing, it's more of a blog that came out on June 25th, really speaks to the evolving world that, Samara, you're quite often echoing, which is keeping that pace, mitigating risk in a world that's just dominated by technology. What do you see in this that resonates in your world?
Pete, if you know anything about me, you know I'm all about the workforce. I'm so interested in building the right teams, having the right people, getting people skilled up, everything involved workforce shortages, how the landscape starts to change and will continue to change. So there were a lot of things in this blog entry on onehouse.gov that really caught my eye. It's saying the National Cyber Education Workforce Strategy was released a little over a year ago. And they call out some successes. An unprecedented 35 departments, agencies participate in a working group and share best practices now. OPM is modernizing the federal hiring process and embracing skills-based hiring. And that they've identified federal investments to provide more Americans with opportunities to access quality hands-on learning and training programs, such as cyber clinics and over 100 organizations. Those are awesome successes. Then they point out that there's still a lot of things to do. I'm going to do these out of order and we'll end with the one that I really caught my eye. Need more teachers, training programs, and equipment for hands-on learning. Absolutely. But if anybody's reading the headlines, we all know that we need more teachers overall as well. So there's that. Many of the best solutions are unique to each community. Need to continue to empower locally driven efforts. Absolutely. We've talked before about the PMA, the president's management agenda that was put out a few years ago, and having the workforce reflect Americans from all over. So important. Love that the government is focusing on that and working hard to get programs and cyber education programs into different communities and just throughout the nation. The one that really I thought was fascinating, and I love the wording that they used on this, was many Americans haven't considered a job in cyber. The, quote, hacker in a hoodie, end quote, stereotype is still widespread, and they need to reframe that image so people can picture having a cyber job. I don't know why that so resonated with me. I picture it just the black and white icon of the hacker in a hoodie, the icon of the bad guy, and I was like, yeah, that's so true. The other thing I thought that was fascinating was when it says in quote unquote unprecedented 35 departments and agencies participate in a working group and share best practices, that's a success. Absolutely awesome that we're moving in the right direction, but just there's still a lot of work to be done.
Okay, so you asked for my 2 cents and I promised to close out with, let me just take some of my notes and say to the audience, first of all, great blog, great reference, everybody. Unleashing Cyber's America's Cyber Talent, dated June 25th. The Office of the National Cyber Director is tied to this blog because of what Samara mentioned. And that was you bringing up the National Cyber Education and Workforce Strategy. At the end of the day, you hit on the points, and I like to seeing that the government is engaged, but the yeoman's effort or the yo person's effort to bring communities together, talked about that quite a bit. Cybersecurity, or more importantly, security to me is an umbrella now. And the hacker and the hoodie thing really resonated as well. There's a brand, there's an image, the dark side, the dark web, the black hats, there are white hats. And I think cybersecurity has evolved and is evolving into something that is, hey, I don't have to be a coder and be the hacker. I can actually be in there helping look at analytics. I can be helping understand where there is risk, producing information so that agencies and businesses can be better prepared. Actually, I'm going to just say shout out to you, Samara, as we close out. This is going to be a great document, a blog to be referencing later this month, which I know you'll be at. Your team will be down in Dallas, where Rob Gettings, shout out to Rob, and cybersecurity training across government with NIST and some of our national labs will address. So thank you
Absolutely.
For that. So it was great to chat with you.
Right back at you. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.